Good afternoon, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa's conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Rafael Borja of iAdvize Corporate Communications. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. I'm very pleased to welcome you to Corporación Aceros Arequipa's first quarter earnings conference call. Joining us today from Lima, Peru, are Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relations Officer. Today, they will be discussing the first quarter 2018 consolidated results as per the press release issued by the company on Friday, April 26. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit the company's website, where there is also a webcast presentation to accompany discussion during this call. If you need any assistance or wish to be included in future distributions, please contact iAdvize in New York at 212-406-3693. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, the forward-looking statements are based in several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release prior to making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Tulio Silgado, Chief Executive Officer of Aceros Arequipa, who will begin the presentation. Tulio, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. We appreciate your joining us today's call and your continuing interest in Corporación Aceros Arequipa. As always, we remain firmly committed to continue strengthening our communications and maintaining transparency with all our stakeholders. Please take a look at slide number 3 on the presentation where we can review the agenda for today's call. First of all, it is important to point out that as of this early presentation and going forward, we will be discussing consolidated figures of the company and its subsidiaries. This will allow us to give you a better picture of our overall performance and strategy, considering the recent acquisition of Comasa and the creation of new subsidiaries that aims to boost our value proposition. On this note, I will begin by commenting on Aceros Arequipa as a group and its corporate structure before discussing some of the events that took place during the first quarter of 2019. Then we will review the results for this first quarter. At that point, Ricardo Guzmán, our CFO, will take over to discuss operational and financial performance for the period under discussion, as well as to provide guidance for 2019 prior to our taking your questions in the Q&A session. Let's begin by turning to slide number 4. As I mentioned earlier, I would like you to take a look at our corporate structure in order for you to have a better base for understanding our consolidated results. Aceros Arequipa, as a corporate group, is a collection of 9 companies where Corporación Aceros Arequipa acts as parent company. As you know, Corporación Aceros Arequipa, founded in 1964, is the Peruvian market leader in both the production and sale of steel products. The company is a Bolivian market leader, as well as it also exports in other countries in the region. Core products are aimed mainly at the construction and metalworking industries. Last year, revenues reached 2.6 billion soles, while the EBITDA was the highest in the company's history, at 343 million soles. The company is based in Lima, Peru, and has a production facility in the city of Pisco, with 1.3 million tons of rolling mill capacity for long steel products and 850,000 tons per year of liquid steel. Additionally, last year, the company invested in a new tube plant in the city of Callao with an annual capacity of 36,000 tons. Now, I'll talk briefly about the eight related companies under the Corporación Aceros Acarequipa umbrella. First, Transporte Barcino is a Peruvian subsidiary where Aceros Arequipa holds 99.9% stake. This company is mainly engaged in transportation services for Aceros Arequipa scrap and steel products in the Peru and Bolivia markets. 2018 revenues reached 25 million soles, and these figures are part of our consolidated financial statement after eliminating intercompany transactions. Second, we have a Comercial de Aceros, or Comasa, are local leader in the commercialization of steel products, with a special focus on the metalworking industry, where Aceros Arequipa holds 99.9% stakes. Last September, we increased our stake to almost 100%. And currently, we are implementing a series of initiatives to drive efficiencies, capture synergies, and boost Comasa's growth. Comasa's results are included on our consolidated financial statements after eliminating their company operations. Last year, Comasa reached revenues of 484 million soles. Before Aceros Arequipa acquired Comasa, the company spun off its real estate assets, creating two new companies, Inmobiliaria Comercial del Acero, Argentina, and Inmobiliaria Comercial del Acero Cajamarquilla. Currently, Aceros Arequipa still holds a 33.6% stake in both companies, which is the same stake it had before acquiring Comasa. Currently, these real estate companies rent their warehouses and offices to Comasa. The real estate business are not consolidated in our financial statements. Another related company that does not consolidate is Celepsa, where we hold an interest of only 10%. Celepsa has two hydroelectric power plants, one of 220 and another of 18 megawatts. Aceros del Altiplano is a Bolivian subsidiary where Aceros Arequipa holds 99% stake in this equity. This company was founded to boost Aceros Arequipa prices in Bolivia. Its main goal is to increase our market share in the Bolivian steel product market and to provide scrap collection. The company reported revenues of 65 million soles during 2018. Altiplano is part of our consolidated financial statement after eliminating intercompany transactions. Next, we have Aceros Arequipa Iquitos, which serves as a commercial arm for Aceros Arequipa in the northeastern regions of Peru. Revenues for 2018 reached 23 million soles, and these figures are considered in our consolidated financial statement after deducting intercompany transactions. This company has halted operations since its market is being attended to directly by the parent company. Finally, last year, we found Tecnologías y Soluciones Constructivas, or TSC, where Aceros Arequipa holds 99.9% equity stake. TSE was created to offer a value-added proposition and is provide design, engineering, and BIM modeling services for the construction industry by leveraging on a highly specialized team with a unique know-how and expertise. The company aims to position Aceros Arequipa as a full-service provider for a broad range of construction projects in Peru and worldwide. Now, let's move forward to slide number 6 to comment one on some of the relevant events that took place during this first quarter. As we discussed in previous earnings presentations, back in January 2018, the Board of Directors approved an investment of $100 million to initiate the construction of a new melt shop. This new facility will be located in the city of Pisco. We'll have a production capacity of at least 1.3 million tons of liquid steel per year. Among the many benefits this transaction offers, this facility will allow the company to minimize its demand for imported billets, while also allowing it to produce high-carbon billets used for the production of crown bars for grinding mining balls, of which sales have declined due to the shortage of this raw material. At this point in time, we are pleased to state that everything is running according to schedule. In January, the Peruvian Securities and Exchange Commission approved the company's third debt securities program for an amount of up to $300 million to be issued in soles and or in U.S. dollars. Finally, in March, the shareholders meeting approved a dividend payment of 60 million soles, an amount 30% higher than the one approved in the same period in 2018. As a consequence of better results of the year. Part of these dividends were already paid in advance in accordance to the company's policy, resulting in a balance of $27 million or 2.5 cents per share to be paid in May 2019. I would like to emphasize that these events reaffirm Aceros Arequipa management commitment to the company's business strategy, by maintaining focus on growth and profitability maximization in order to generate value for our shareholders. I would like to end my presentation with a quick snapshot of the first quarter 2019 results. Please note that all figures are unaudited and on a consolidated basis. Additionally, growth rates will be year over year unless stated otherwise. Please turn to slide 8. As you are aware, these first quarter financial results are consolidated figures and as such include full results of our recent acquisition, Comasa, which wasn't part of this statement during the first quarter of 2018. Consequently, we can see an important increase in consolidated revenue. On the other hand, despite first quarter 2018 results, includes Comasa, we still see relative lower profit for the first quarter, for this quarter, mainly due to the exceptional results of Aceros Arequipa during the comparable period of last year. As of March 31, CAPEX rose by 78 million soles, as it includes 70 million soles as part of the new melt shop investment. Furthermore, consolidated net debt was lower and represented 2.3 times our last 12 months EBITDA. It is important to point out that LTM EBITDA only considers 7 months of Comasa EBITDA, as it was fully acquired on September 2018. Overall, first quarter 2019 results were strong, reflecting expected increase in revenue and solid profitability metrics, despite non-current costs related to our integration process for Comasa, such as employment termination payments. Now, I would like to turn the floor to Ricardo Guzman, our CFO and IRO, who will review the financial performance for the quarter. Ricardo, please go ahead.
Thank you, Tulio. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. As always, I am also very pleased to conduct this call and be able to share and discuss Aceros Arequipa consolidated results for the quarter. As mentioned by Tulio, in the following slide, I will go into more detail on the numbers we just reported for the period. I would like to begin by discussing consolidated revenue performance, so please turn to slide number 10. During the quarter, consolidated revenue increased by 104 million or 16%. As Tulio mentioned earlier, this is mainly a result of incorporating Comasa's results into our consolidated financial statements for this quarter, while they were absent in the same period of last year. And by the way, organic revenue growth excluding Comasa was minus 0.6%, explained by lower sales of round bars for mining grinding balls. Local revenue was 656 million soles, an increase of 126 million or 24% year over year, as Comasa's revenue are generated in Peru, On the other hand, exports revenue decreased by 17% to 107 million soles, as exports to other countries except Bolivia, which are usually based on particular market opportunities, were lower. Consequently, during the quarter, export revenues represented only 14% of total consolidated revenues, compared to 20% during the first quarter of 2018. on a per product basis, as we expected, consolidated revenue increase was driven mainly by 68 million soles increase in sales of other products, including steel tubes, sheets, and coils, which are core products for the Comasa operation. Additionally, revenues of rebar and wire rods increased by 8% year over year, driven by both a higher volume and better selling prices, while revenues for merchant bars decreased by 4% year over year, explained by lower prices. Now let's move to slide number 11 to discuss our profitability measures. During the first quarter of 2019, gross profit was 115 million soles, a slight decrease of 1% compared to the first quarter of 2018, mainly due to lower prices of certain products in relation to cost increases, as well as a lower sales volume of exports to other markets. These effects were partially offset by the inclusion of Comasa's results in our consolidated statements. Gross margin reached 15%, which was 2.6 points lower versus first quarter 2018, which was an exceptional quarter. Finally, EBITDA for the quarter reached 94 million soles, 5% lower than the first quarter 2018, while EBITDA margin was 12%, a decrease of 2.7 percentage points compared to the same period of 2018. Now, let's take a closer look to EBITDA growth drivers as we move to slide number 12. Lower EBITDA and EBITDA margin for the quarter were mainly explained by higher other net operating expenses, which were mainly driven by non-recurring employee termination payments in Comasa. SG&A, excluding depreciation and amortization, was only 1 million soles higher, despite including Comasa's SG&A in first quarter 2019, which were partially offset by Aceros Arequipa lower expenses. In line with its strategic guidelines, the company makes continuous efforts to control SG&A expenditures, and as we can see in the chart on the right, as a percentage of revenue, we saw 60 basis points improvement to 4.9%. Moving to our bottom line, let's go to slide number 13 to take a look into our net profit. During the first quarter 2019, net profit and net margin were lower due to a lower operating profit of 4 million soles, lower other income from related companies of 2.6 million soles, and higher net financial expenses of 4.4 million soles as Comasa short-term debt comes into the picture and higher short-term interest rates in the market. This was all partially offset by a positive result on exchange rate difference of 2.7 million soles. On another note, it's important to point out that a purchase price allocation, the PPA, for the Comasa acquisition was conducted by an external advisor, resulting in the recognition of a badwill during the fourth quarter of 2018. This badwill will continue to be amortized during the following periods. Let's move now to slide number 14 to discuss our total debt. As of March of 2019, the financial position of the company and its subsidiaries remained solid. Total financial debt was 1,125 million soles, 40 million soles higher than as of December 2018, due to 117 million soles as part of the financial lease of our melt shop. All other debts, both short and long-term, were lower as of March 2019. As of March 2019, the consolidated net financial debt to EBITDA ratio was 2.3 times. Similar to the one registered on December 2018. It is important to point out that this ratio calculation only considers 7 months of Comasa's EBITDA as it was acquired in September 2018. As of March 2019, 41% of the total debt was denominated in soles, while the remainder was denominated in US dollars. US dollar composition was higher mainly due to the increase of the financial lease for our new melt shop. This lease, signed with Banco de Crédito for up to an equivalent of $180 million to finance the new melt shop in Pisco, which is actually comprised of two contracts, has a combined 10-year tenor with initial 3-year free principal payments. The net financial debt to EBITDA covenant on the leases based on non-consolidated financials are 4.5 times during the investment period until 2020 and 3.5 times for the following years. Now let's move to slide number 15 to discuss our working capital and CapEx. Operating working capital for the first quarter 2019 includes, which excludes, sorry, cash, assets available for sale, and financial liabilities, came down to 1,092 million soles, mainly driven by an inventory reduction of 108 million soles. Lower inventories were due to a lower stock of billets and finished products both in Aceros Arequipa and Comasa. Regarding CAPEX, during the first 3 months of 2019, 70 million soles were disbursed for the new melt shop project, reaching a total investment capital of 190 million soles. Due to the nature of its financing, this CAPEX and the leasing disbursement does not appear in our cash flow statements. Other CAPEX included part of the investment on the acquisition are the acquisition of land in the Lurin district for further operational development of Aceros Arequipa and Comasa, purchase of transformers for our mail shop, and our new tubes plants in Callao, among others. Now let's move to slide number 16 to discuss our cash flow. As mentioned before, during the first 3 months of 2019, cash flow from operation was mainly explained by EBITDA generation and a reduction in working capital requirements. Cash flow from investment was negative 10 million soles, mainly due to investment in fixed assets of 20 million, partial offset by asset sales and interest received of 7 million and 3 million soles, respectively. Finally, cash flow from financing was negative, mainly due to interest payments. It's important to point out that the capital leasing agreement of our new mail shop, which increased 17 million during the first 3 months, is not included in the cash flow from financing as well. Now let's move to slide number 18 to review our consolidated guidance for 2019.
Revenue growth target ranges from 8 to 12% and EBITDA margin between 12 and 13%. CAPEX target for this year is in a range from 600 to 750 million soles, depending on the appropriate approvals and the mail shop execution. Dividends paid during 2019 are expected to be at least 60 million compared to dividends paid last year of 56.4 million, which already had an improvement of 40.5% compared to 2017. The earnings per share ratio is expected to be higher than 0.15 soles, which was the ratio achieved in 2018 without considering the badwill income on our consolidated statement. This concludes our presentation. Thank you for your attention. We are looking forward to answering all your questions. So at this point, we can move to the Q&A session of the presentation. Operator, please proceed.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. First, we will take questions from the conference call and then the webcast's questions. If you would like to ask a question over the phone, please press the star key followed by the one key now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the question queue, please press the pound key. Again, to ask a question, please press the star and one key now. For the webcast viewers, simply type your question into the box and click Submit Question. And we'll take our first question from Raul Jacob. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good morning, Tulio. Good morning, Ricardo. Thank you for the presentation. I just had a quick question, direct to the point, which is how many metric tons of steel were produced this quarter? And also, if I may, a second question, a more broader one, is what would you say are the key barriers that or strengths that give Aceros Arequipa competitive advantage over imports and the other Peruvian competitor? Thank you.
Okay. Hi, this is Ricardo Guzmán. We can divide production in two separate production facilities. One is the liquid steel.
Mm-hmm.
Liquid steel produced was 248,000 tons.
Mm-hmm.
And production of the consume palanquilla or billets.
Okay. Yep.
Was let me hold on for a second. It was
sure.
185. Was around 241,000.
Thank you.
Complementing Ricardo's answer, this year we are going to produce 850,000 tons of liquid steel, and then next year with the new melt shop will be 1.3 million tons.
Perfect. Well, yeah.
Can you, Jacob, repeat the second question, please?
Sure. It's more about what defense strategies or barriers to entry or competitive advantages has Aceros Arequipa over imports and over the other Peruvian steel producer.
I have a different answer for that. The main answer probably is we have a state-of-the-art rolling mill facility with very
mm-hmm.
low cost. And the second one, we are going to have a state-of-the-art melting shop next year.
Mm-hmm.
Both complement and will allow us to have an excellent cost. No?
Okay, thank you.
Additionally, complementing Tulio, our sales are focused on not focused, but a great part of our sales are directed to self-constructions. And to reach
mm-hmm.
that market, you need to have the transportation and the distribution system to get to all the stores or distribution stores that are located near the clients.
Perfect.
And on the construction side, we have cut and bent products, and also we are looking forward to the results of our TSC company that we created last year, which offers
uh-huh.
value-added services to the construction companies. So in both sides, which is auto construction or self-construction, and in the
yep.
construction side, both are in addition of the technology that we are investing, are some reasons that what we think are will give us an advantage to just commercial companies that imports products.
On the other hand, also sea freight is an important barrier also. Hmm?
Yes, of course. Uh-huh. Thank you.
Welcome.
Again, to ask a question, please press the star and one keys now. For webcast viewers, simply type your question into the box and click submit question. We'll take our next phone question from Alonso Alchea. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, Ricardo and Tulio. Thank you for the call and the presentation. I have a couple of questions. The first one regarding your guidance in terms of revenue growth. I know this includes the Comasa acquisition from last year and the effect it has on revenues, but I wanted to get a better grasp on the dynamics of the market for this year and the organic volume growth you expect for the year and some kind of, I don't know, expectations for price dynamics in terms of your most important products. And the other question was about the efficiencies you're looking for in terms of maybe EBITDA margin, which is what you guide for the rest of the year. I know that the new melt shop starts at the mid next year, but I wanted to have a alignment my expectations with yours. So I wanted to know in terms of EBITDA margin, what kind of efficiency you could get from the new melt shop, and also from the efficiencies you're looking at after the Comasa acquisition. So yeah, that's the two questions I have.
Yes. Hi, this is Ricardo Guzmán. Answering your first question, that's correct. Our guidance for the consolidated 2019 results does not include the pro forma of consolidating Comasa when we didn't, for the period that we did, weren't owners of the 100% equity. On the second question, which is on the synergies, we are working on two steps on the Comasa acquisition. One is the first steps will be is being analyzed and executed during the first 6 months of this year. That includes having the same technology systems, which will allow us to have a better view of the inventories and the same level of information. And this will be finished in the first half of the year. So we expect synergies to start coming on the second half of the year. And this, as mentioned in the last call, was a present value of 10 million.
At least 10 million.
At least the second stage, which is under evaluation, is once we finish the construction of our warehouse in Lurín. We just bought the land, and we expect to have in a year and a half or 2 years a new warehouse where we are going to move all our warehouse, not only of Aceros Arequipa, but also Comasas. So that second part of the synergies are on evaluation. I don't know if I answered, there was, I think, another question about the EBITDA.
The membership efficiency.
Sorry. I asking that how will the mail shop impact our results? The main there are two benefits of the new mail shop. One is it will give us the technology to produce round bar for the mining grinding balls, which is a market that we attended before, but because of the imported billets and we didn't find these billets on the market, we have to stop attending this market. So it will allow us to get back to that market and in some requirements or some technical requirements that we didn't attend before. And additionally, it will give us the new mail shop, will allow us to produce more billets and replace imported billets. So the benefits of replacing imported billets with produced billets will depend on the different prices of imported billets versus produced billets. To give you a quick example, for example, during the first quarter of 2019, produced billets with just imported shredded and compared with the billets we consume, it gave us like $70, $75 of difference. If you multiply that by the 400,000 tons of the capacity, the additional capacity that this new mill shop will give us, that's around 30 million.
Okay, so potentially operating at full capacity, it could give you, considering today's market's reality, it could give you around 30 million efficiencies in just in billets.
Compared to the product, to the consumption that we had on the first quarter 2019, no?
Yeah, as an example.
The market prices moves every day, so it will depend at that moment.
Yeah, perfect. Thanks.
And once again, to ask a question over the phone, please press the star and one keys now. You may also ask a question over the web by typing it into the box and clicking submit question. And we do have another question on the phone from Ethel McGowan. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good afternoon, Tulio and Ricardo. I have a follow-up question on the round bar market in Peru. I'd like to know the size of the market and what portion of that market are you expecting to capture once you start producing round bars? And the second part of the question is, what's the price premium of a round bar, of a metric ton of round bar over the rebar?
Okay, regarding your first question, this is Tulio. Regarding your first question, the market is around 400,000 tons a year, and we expected to reach at least 50% of this market in the coming 2 years. That represents an extra turnover of around $200,000 million dollars, or between 150 to $200,000 million dollars of turnover, extra turnover. What's the second question?
The premium prices was between the round bars and rebars,
Back
barcos, premium.
again? The premium could be around $100 per ton.
Perfect. Thanks.
Welcome.
And once again, to ask a question, you can do so on the phone by pressing the star and one keys, or by typing it into the webcast and clicking Submit Question. We'll pause for a moment to allow further questions to queue. No further questions at this time. I'll return the call to Mr. Salgado.
Okay, thank you for joining us today, this presentation. You are welcome to join us in the future for further discussion on the execution of business plan of Aceros Arequipa and its subsidiaries. Good afternoon.